Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she didn't ask to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
No, she said it with her chest.
She said it with her chest.
Wee.
Well, let's go ahead and find out what Deanna's problem is today. Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing out the Tupperware.
Did you say Deanna or Allie?
Me?
This sounds like a you thing.
I totally would do something like this. So you already know which way I'm going, but here's what she wrote in. Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk? Our fridge at work had a bad smell, like something was spoiled, so I put a note on the fridge to please clean out any items that belong to you. Mm-hmm. After a few days, I cleaned out the fridge and threw things away that were visibly moldy or old.
Fair.
But hold on, here's where I want to know if I'm the jerk. Am I the jerk for just throwing away the whole container? It didn't look like a nice one, just like a Rubbermaid one. If it was really moldy or nasty because I was not about to open it and clean it out. Nobody has asked about any containers and the fridge smells normal now. Deanna. Because I wondered when I opened this one. You can always send these in. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. I'm like, where is she going with this?
Right.
And then I went, oh, there's the dilemma. There it is. She threw out their entire Tupperware. And I am so on her team, even though it is wasteful as hell.
Yeah, but it's
recycling very well.
Oh, no. It's not earth friendly, that's for sure.
But.
All right, but the thing is, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian here.
Mm-hmm.
She took ownership of somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever's property it was, at the same time, wasn't taking
it's
ownership
a communal
for themselves
space, yeah.
In a communal space.
Yeah, it's not like your house.
Right. And clearly the Tupperware had been probably forgotten about.
I don't understand. Did you see how many I stacked in our kitchen? Those are me. That's like 10 Tupperwares in our kitchen that have gone unclaimed. Somebody puts them in the dishwasher. I put them in a stack. Nobody's jobs have changed. The same people work here that worked here 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I don't know who brought 10 pieces of Tupperware and is not claiming them. I'm about to throw them out or take them home.
Who's got 10 days worth of lunches
it's
that
bizarre.
They put their not getting
and then
back.
They don't take it back.
See, but the thing is, you haven't thrown them out.
No, and those were clean.
Deanna, oh, well, yeah, true. True. Would you have tossed it out had it been in the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you had a moldy, I probably have thrown out people's Tupperware in the fridge when it's been moldy. If you want me to be honest, when I go in and see it, I'm like, you obviously don't care. Trash.
We've talked about tossing the mugs, mm-hmm. right?
I threw out the mugs when people wouldn't clean their dishes.
So yeah, technically one mm-hmm. and the same, realistically. Bruh, I don't like throwing out somebody else's stuff. Mm-hmm. And I also don't like taking responsibility for somebody else's mm-hmm. actions either. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I would leave it. If it's going to stink, it's going to stink. If I need to stop going in the kitchen, I'm going to stop going in the kitchen. But whoever it is, at the most, I would have taken it out of the kitchen, set it on the table, sent out an email, and been like, all right, this is going to start stinking. Right. Come clean it up. This is yours, not anybody else's. Clean up your mess.
Oh, so you would have just gone and confronted people versus just throwing it out like she did. Like, yeah. She put the note up, she went, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing the whole Tupperware out, though. So that's a yes?
The problem's going to continue because of the way she approached it. So she's not doing anybody a service. It's a disservice, therefore, ergo, I'm a justified jerk.
Somebody texted in, claim your Tupperware, people.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Make them claim it. Make them claim it. You just did somebody else's job for him. Don't do their due diligence. Do your own.
Ooh, somebody said, not the jerk. I hope that Deanna was at my work. That fridge is nasty. lots of people texting in, jerk and not the jerk. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says on the phones next. 414-533-1037. We will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Deanna wants to know if she's a jerk for throwing out the Tupperware at work because she warned everybody to clean their stuff out, and when they didn't, she started throwing out the old moldy containers in the fridge, and some of those were things that had food in them. She threw out the entire container.
Nobody ever reads the notes on the fridge, though. No. Let's be honest. And nobody ever wants to own up to the nastiness either.
They don't even go in the fridge. You can tell as they left their stuff. They bring stuff to work, much like we buy salad at the grocery store with the hopes we're going to eat it that week, and we don't.
You know who it is? It's the person that meal prepped for 1 week and then never did again and forgot that they ever brought something.
You're so right.
It has to be.
You're so right. They're not a normal person that brings Tupperware. They tried to be healthy for a week. You're so right on that.
It has to be. That's okay. The only answer.
Before we decide this person's life story, let's go to the phones. Nancy's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
She said her kids are so excited they made it through.
Hey, y'all.
We listen to you all every morning, and every morning we tried, and we were like, let's try again, and they are so excited.
Aww.
We're here. You guys made it.
And that's my mom's name, Nancy, so it's close to my heart. Hey, girl. All right, what do you think? Is she the jerk for throwing out the entire Tupperware?
She is not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
I feel that. Okay, so I feel that we're all adults, you know, you work in an adult environment, so you should know to clean up after yourself. I personally would have maybe sent out an email and given a deadline, hey, on Thursday, everything is going out, whatever is in the fridge, I will be tossing, but she still helped out the office by cleaning the fridge, so she is definitely not the jerk.
Nancy, this is how I would spin it as well. I helped you out. You're welcome.
Exactly.
I cleaned out the nasty fridge nobody wanted to touch. So don't talk to me about what I threw out because nobody else wanted to do it. Thank you.
And y'all know me. I'm going to justify it and be like, man, she didn't send the email. She could have. She just threw people's stuff out. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her?
Do you really think Harv in the back still wants the moldy lasagna he brought in the 1 week he meal prepped?
He might have been letting it ferment.
He does not.
He was letting it ferment a little bit. You know, Gouda gets Gouda.
Extra flavor.
Man.
All right. Thanks for calling, Nancy. We're glad you got through. Try again, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
You bye. Too. Bye to you and the kids. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Because if they call 5 days in a row, they'll get their own theme song.
Let's go.
Julie in Greendale texted in. I want to read this. She said, oh my gosh, this Am I the Jerk has perfect timing. The lounge at my job has become a dumping ground. Several staff and I are fed up and taking it into our own hands. We'll be throwing things away. We're sending out an email to staff letting them know they have 1 month to claim their stuff or it's gone. 1 month?
1 month.
Julie, I wouldn't even give them that long.
But why is Deanna having to mother the office?
That's what I'm saying.
She's clearly the only one bothered by, or the only one bothered enough by it to do something about it.
That's true.
I would have just sent something and said, get your stuff. We're all grown.
And bye.
And bye. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
not
it,
me. I would have thrown it out.
She just made herself the gatekeeper for the fridge. People are going to go, oh, nice. Somebody cleaned the fridge. Whoever did is going to do it next time.
Sarah in Kenosha texted in something great. She goes, be an adult. I'd hate to see their home, what their homes look like. No, their homes are fine because they have to manage those.
All the Tupperware's at work.
Nobody cares at work. That's what we're missing here, people. It's not parallel.
Touche. You wish it was.
Just saying. Okay, let's go to Janine in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Janine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is Deanna throwing out the Tupperware, the whole thing? Does that make her a jerk?
It does not make her the jerk. And I think this because I have to bring food in, and I don't want my stuff tasting or smelling like your moldy stuff.
Oh, that part. Mm-hmm.
So yes, absolutely.
The actual lunch bringers are now being affected daily when somebody done a month ago forgotten about the ill lasagna that they brought.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to lose my appetite going into the fridge.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in. Listen to this. They said, when I was a retail manager, I had a sign on the fridge that said, the fridge will be cleaned out every Monday in all caps. Any containers left will be thrown away. No one ever said anything about their missing containers. Wow.
That's a good solution. I've worked at places that do that. Hey, every such day, every this day, every other week, whatever, we clean these fridges out. If your stuff isn't taken home, everything's gone. And they meant everything. Lunch boxes, bags.
Yep.
Unless it was closed container or something that somebody had marked, gone. Gone.
I think we just got the quote of the day texted in. Listen to this, Janine and DZ. Somebody said, when in doubt, throw it out. And when there's mold, be stone cold.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man.
316.
Our listeners are wild. Oh, God. All okay, right. Well, thanks. Janine. Thanks for calling, Janine.
Thank you.
Thanks. Two for
Steve
two.
Steve Austin's going to break through the kitchen any minute now and go, roll up their Tupperware.
Crushing everybody's Tupperware.
David's in Maguanago, last but not least. And David is a perfect way to round this out because David said he's been on both sides. Shame on you, David.
Hey, respect the man for admitting it, though.
Fair enough. He's taking accountability.
That's right.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Morning, David. Talk to us, fam.
Well, then which way are you going to go if you've been on both sides? Yeah.
Definitely not the jerk. And the one text is perfect. You put the sign up. I can't believe they wait till Monday. There ain't nobody there on the weekend. Throw it out on Friday.
That is true. If there is nobody there on weekends, true. Mm-hmm. Throw it out on Fridays.
Correct. And we like right now we have a clinic manager and she'll put down like, hey, clean out the fridge. It's getting nasty. But at my previous job, we had a sign. Throw it out. I mean, you're talking everything from the red-covered Rubbermaid to glass Pyrex. If it's in there,
hey, Pyrex
it's
is
not
expensive.
My job to do your dishes.
And you know what, David? You just triggered something for me. When I was throwing out everybody's coffee mugs because they kept leaving them in the sink and waiting for somebody else to clean them, this went on for months before I had had enough. I put a sign up, by the way, that said, nobody's coming to clean your dishes. Please clean them. And when they didn't, I did the sign before I threw everything out, for the record.
Okay.
For the record.
Yeah, 100%.
I said,
and just
nobody's
leave it up
coming
there.
To clean them. Nobody. They're going to sit here for weeks unless, because Allie's done.
Well, and there's always that one person that will not acknowledge the sign, will not take their stuff out.
Yeah, I know.
Never
and then
read
they
it,
complain
never
after
that.
I know. I
and
got well, into a it, fight with him in the hallway when he realized I threw all his mugs out, Bart, and I have no regrets about it. That's all.
David, look at what you're starting,
see,
man.
Now
they complain the day after it gets thrown away or later
every
that
time.
Same day.
Yeah,
so
every
then
time.
You know that they saw it.
Yeah, but they didn't care until their stuff got thrown away. Well, nobody noticed Indiana's position, so she is definitely not the jerk. And if they had noticed, not the jerk.
It was a clean sweep today. Mm-hmm. David works it out, not the jerk.
Thank you, David.
Talk to you later.
Peace, fam.
Well,
Peace.
I mean, everybody agreed. Fine with me. Perfect.
I'm done. I'm on the wrong side of the hill.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep justifying. Mm-hmm. But, bro, consider the fact that you go in, right? You say, we're cleaning it out. Throw everybody's stuff out. You don't look whether it's moldy or not.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the night guy is going, where's my lunch? Garbage. In the garbage because everything got thrown out.
Everything.
Including your pizza.
Everything.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.